Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Hello and welcome to the May 4th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show is James Wade, the owner of CBD The Remedy. James and his team at CBD The Remedy are committed to bringing customers the healthy benefits of CBD. With a focus on wellness, they are consistently working to ensure all their products meet the highest quality standards. Their products are made from hemp grown organically in Colorado and are twice third-party tested. Thank you for joining us today, James, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
How are you?
I'm doing good so far. Doing good. How are you doing? And correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you go by Jimmy or Jim?
Jim, James, Kimo is my Hawaiian name. Call me anything you like.
Well, what do you prefer to go by?
I go by Jim.
Jim, awesome. Thank you for being here today, Jim. Let's talk about CBD The Remedy. I'm wherever you'd like to start, whether you want to start from the beginning or get into the products, all the above. It's up to you.
Well, let's start with quality. I noticed one common thread among the people that have been on before is they want to deliver a quality product, just like we do. It seems like there's a few of us out there, and thank God your guests are more people that are interested in quality. We twice third-party test all our products. We will know what's on the label is the same as in the bottle. There seems to be a big difference out there in quality or in testing. We took it a step farther. We hired the pharmacist. We hired the doctor. We did it right from the start. We want to deliver a quality product. I have square glasses just like that.
These were wedding glasses, and I can't stand them, but they're on their way out.
You can't stir them. You can't shake them.
No. I prefer a mason jar over that.
Absolutely. Let me get into some of the products that we've come up with that maybe some of the other companies don't have. It's easy to produce some creams, some gummies, and some drops, but how about a pain patch? How about a 40 milligram pain patch? How about little sexy little bottles that spray out your CBD like this? Here's a pain one in green. Here's the female wrinkle products. There's a sensual oil.
Are those a topical?
Yeah, you kind of spin the little top here, and you can squirt it out just like that.
Okay, excellent.
So it's a good-looking applicator as opposed to, let's put some drops on our skin. The sexy little squirter tops are selling really well.
Excellent. And for everybody that's watching, it really is exactly what's being explained here. It's basically a squirter top little bottle of topical CBD cream or CBD oil.
We took it a little step farther, and I asked our doctor to come up with a hyaluronic acid wrinkle serum. CBD does wonders for helping with moisturize your skin. CBD plus hyaluronic is going to get rid of your wrinkles and make your face look younger.
Are you calling me old?
I'm old, dude.
I mean, I'm just totally kidding. I'm getting wrinkly like crazy now. I feel like they've all popped up in the last 3 years. I guess that's what having kids does to you.
I think we're all getting that way. Here's another fun little product, the CBD Sensual Oil. The CBD oil will help with blood flow in men and women. When you improve blood flow, you get more and stronger orgasms. That's kind of a cool little benefit of CBD oil. That's one of our best-selling products is the CBD Sensual Oil. It's easy to say CBD creams, 800 milligrams. Sure, we got lots of that. We got an interesting little product, the 40 milligram pain patch. Stick that on your back. 12, 24 hours later, it's still there. I took a shower with one. The product works. It sticks on your skin and doesn't go away. Some of the interesting products most companies don't have is a drink mix. There's CBD Splash drink mix. It's kind of like Crystal Light with CBD in it.
Okay. That's exactly, that was going to be my first question. Is it like Crystal Light?
It's exactly like Crystal Light, but no, we didn't go to Safeway and buy Crystal Light. We found an industrial version of it. There's the lemonade because it tastes the best. We made it stand alone. Here's an exciting product. This is the sport drink. CBD, the remedy sport after workout recovery. Here's three iced teas. There's peach, raspberry, and lemon. The mix, the CBD on the go, drop it in your 16.9-ounce bottle of water and shake it up. You now have CBD to go. We've all taken the gummies and the drops, kind of inconvenient. A little packet, drop it in your waddle after your workout. You have CBD to go. What do you think about that delivery system?
I'm a huge fan of it, especially water soluble. It's super easy. To me, it's one of the most usable as long as the body is able to get and take advantage of the bioavailability of the CBD. I'm not sure if you're able to speak to how the water soluble is achieved as far as if you're using some sort of a nano-emulsification or what type of process that is. But that's always kind of the stuff I'm interested in.
Absolutely. We have 23 receptors for this product in our body. And when we utilize more than one of them, I call it a medical home run. You definitely get more than double your benefit when you're using more than one receptor. So maybe a drops in the morning, gummies in the afternoon, a drink mix. We also do vapor products.
Okay.
There's a rechargeable disposable CBD pen. And there's a cool pod. Juul Corporation has sent us three attorney letters last year because they think cool pods sound like Juul pods.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, the pods, do those work on a specific type of vaporizer battery?
They go right onto the Juul battery.
Okay. So that's also why Juul was sending those, because it's in the same cartridge that they offer as well.
Yes, it is. We do have the 510 threaded battery cartridges,
okay,
along with the cool pods and the vapor products.
Sure. I mean, I'm okay
to smoke your medicine.
Right. I'm a big fan of the vaporizer side. Obviously, there's been a lot in the media and a lot of major issues that have been caused really more by the unregulated markets.
Put vitamin E extract in it.
Yeah, vitamin E acetate. Yeah, that's definitely not something. And then, I mean, at the same time, there's all these other ones, right? I mean, there's propylene glycol and MCT oil, all these things that may or may not be good or bad, but it still just needs some more study. So it's coming along now, and it's definitely progressed a ton since, oh man, what was it, like 2000? I feel like it was a lifetime ago, 2018, when that vaporizer crisis hit, which was led back to the vitamin E acetate. And ultimately was primarily led back to the black market, or the dark market.
The garage hippies is what I call them. Mm-hmm. Let's jump over to ingredients real quick.
Sure.
Our pet products, we do have drops and dog treats. The dog treats come in human grade ingredients. We don't have oats, wheat, or barley in the products. We have human-grade vegetables and fruit. Dogs really don't want to eat wheat, oats, or barley. They want quality human ingredients. Let's take that a step farther. I got a question for you.
Sure.
We put our gummies in blue glass bottles as opposed to cheap little baggies. What does that do for the end client in showing quality of product?
Well, my guess would be that the blue bottle helps to prevent light and such as UV light from getting in there and destroying the cannabinoids or something else, some other ingredients related to the product, similar to how beer is in a is in a dark brown bottle. But like I said, I don't know the answer to that question.
We were just trying to come across with a label and a packaging that showed quality. I will not put gummies in little baggies. Seems like our industry is into little baggies.
Right. Well, in some cases, it's forced. I mean, obviously, when people are putting things in like child-resistant packaging, you have these Mylar bags that are terrible for the environment, that ultimately they are forced upon some portions of this industry, especially the cannabis side of it, when they have to put their products in the CR certified packaging. And then also that CR certified has to also be reclosable and reopenable. So big portion, that's a whole rabbit hole that we could dive down another time, but I'm not going to go there right now.
Right. Let's talk about what the customers get. And what the customers get from CBD the Remedy is twice third-party tested products.
So I was gonna ask that question. So what does that mean? What does twice third-party tested mean?
Good question. Every product that's grown gets tested. Then it gets shipped to somebody. We test it again before it goes retail. It's like everybody wants to talk testing, but they don't want to spend the $50 or $100 to go to a full panel of tests on their products before it goes to retail. Testing has to be first and foremost in this industry. We can't have people go into the store and buying inferior products that don't work and putting a bad taste in their mouth.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Yeah, and this has been a huge problem in the past. And also it's a problem that's battled with today, especially because some companies choose not to test their batches as often. And what they will do is they will actually use COAs from previous batches. So they kind of, they're trying to cut some corners, and it's just overall, it's a giant negative for the industry as a whole.
It's really bad. Last month, I met a buyer in a dispensary here in Phoenix that bought fake CBD from another dispensary corporation in Phoenix. So quality products are out there in a few stores, and maybe not in every store. It is from our company, CBD The Remedy, right? Will deliver you quality, innovative products.
You mentioned that when we last talked, and my hope, my sheer hope there is to give that company the benefit of the doubt, and that maybe they were tricked prior to selling that CBD to the other company. I don't know the details of it. I'm just hoping that's the case.
We all do. We all want to buy quality products, and we all want to sell quality products.
Right. I mean, in the past, I remember I've been duped with some trim that was run already, some spent trim. So, it's like, what do you expect? You're burning bridges with relationships when ultimately you lie about the products that you have, or you misrepresent those products. People are just never going to buy from you again. They're ultimately, you're burning that bridge, and you're tarnishing your reputation and your brand when you do those things.
Let me ask you one quick question before we get off. What is more important to the end customer or the retail person, a low price product or a quality product?
Well, that one I see change consistently. Now, in the past, I've seen a lot of the low price products. It was basically, what's the lowest price? And to be totally honest, that wasn't necessarily, because we deal with mostly B2B. It wasn't necessarily the end consumer that I was dealing with when it was low prices. It was the stores or whoever it is, the retailers, basically trying to have that race to zero, that race to the bottom as far as price. And I'll give you a perfect example. There was a lot of that in the vape cartridge space. And it was basically like, hey, I have a 1 gram vape cartridge. And all they cared about, all the purchasing managers at some of these dispensaries or retail stores cared about, was what's the price of it. Not testing it, trying it out, seeing if it was a great flavor, a great product. It was just, what's the price? And that was a problem. And then that ultimately turned over directly to the customers. Then at the same time, I've also seen kind of a discrepancy between price and quality, in the sense of like, just because it's cheaper does not mean it's an inferior product. So therefore there's kind of that expectation of like, oh, it's a $150 tincture, it must be really good. It's not necessarily the case, right? So I've kind of seen it all across the board. But I guess I was getting interviewed there because we are now over our time. Thank you for those questions. And James, we're definitely going to have a back and forth on one of the deep dive conversations, because I think we could kind of just go for days and talking about all of these different issues, and especially when we're talking about the issues around testing and quality control.
I want to be on the deep dive conversation.
All right. Well, we'll get you on there. So if you're interested in connecting with James and CBD The Remedy, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the CBD The Remedy wholesale store, post in the webinar chat, also in the podcast show notes, and on YouTube. Thank you very much for being here today. And we will definitely have to jump on the hemp show the deep dive sometime soon.
Thank you for having me, sir. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.